Party noted.
Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Ncube. On Live Talk, we are discussing the food situation in Zimbabwe with the Food and Agriculture Organization announcing that nearly 3.5 million people are in urgent need of food aid due to a drought. But first, a look at what is happening in other parts of the world. In South Africa, skateboarding is enjoying something of a revolution. The once predominantly male pursuit is attracting more and more women. VOA Saha Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Boards, helmets, knee pads, and a whole lot of determination to bounce back when you take a tumble. Welcome to Girl Skate. It might not always look graceful, but it's a blast for these kids. Girl Skate was founded by Sharnay Jacobs about 10 years ago, when she realized she was often the only female in her local skate park. Sharnay was determined to spark a change. Today, she holds free training sessions in Soweto and other impoverished communities like this one in Kaya Sands.
This was a perfect opportunity for me to get a skate park in for them and start doing sessions with them, because I do believe that skateboarding can teach life lessons to the kids and it can help them a lot.
Perseverance, confidence, and a splash of self-expression. Jacobs is instilling these values in her students. 17-year-old Maya Mashaba has only been skating for 3 months, but is already feeling the thrill.
Oh, I feel so good. Like, it's very fun. It's scary to see someone else doing it, but once you try, it's very nice.
Mashaba has women's skateboarding trailblazers like skateboarder Bopelo Awua to look up to. She represented South Africa at the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. Awua was only 15 years old, and unfortunately, an injury kept her out of the games, but her presence was part of a trend. Awua initially got into skateboarding because of her brother. She would see him in the yard skating with his friends, and when they weren't looking, she would borrow his board and start practicing. Today, the girls don't have to sneak around, play with the boys.
Now, I feel like they don't really have a choice because there's been such a rapid growth of female skateboarders, it's kind of becoming normal. And some of the female skateboarders, I mean, we're skating at the same level or very close level as the boys, so there's not really much they can do about it but just to accept it openly.
Awua is trying to win a spot in this year's Olympic Games in Paris, and if she gets there, she wants her performance to bring even more goals to the sport that has given her so much joy. Zeke Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
In other news, the former finance minister Tendai Biti was convicted today of verbally assaulting a Russian woman, Tatiana Aleshina. While delivering her judgment, Harare magistrate Fuongai Kuriro said the complainant's evidence was inconsistent and exaggerated, but still found Biti guilty. Biti's lawyer, Aleka Mutadehama, speaks to Studio 7.
We contest the verdict of guilt and we are going to appeal to the High Court on various grounds. One, on the basis that we felt strongly that this was a constitutional matter which ought to have been referred to the Constitutional Court. We also contest the legality of Section 89(1)(b) under which he was charged. We also contest the findings of the magistrate that the witnesses were credible. And we also contest the fact that Tendai's evidence was not rebutted by the state. So for these reasons, we are going to file an appeal to the High Court. But because the trial itself has not been terminated, we await tomorrow's proceedings to find out what sentence is likely to face. Then we will take it up together with the conviction. So the chances are that we'll appeal against both conviction and sentence. So for now, the matter has been rolled over to tomorrow at 10 o'clock for continuation. So tomorrow we'll be addressing the court on mitigation in the state. If they have, they will be addressing on aggravation. Then we leave it to the magistrate to decide.
That was BT's lawyer, Alec Muchade-Ama, speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Meanwhile, the government says it has set up an inter-ministerial task force to investigate evictions and demolitions in the country. Information Minister Jenfan Musuere speaks to Studio 7.
An interministerial task force has been set up to be able to analyze on a case-by-case basis on what really transpired and what needs to be done. It's more about what needs to be done, but also to underline the fact that land barons will always be topical, that the law enforcement agencies will always be prepared to address or to apprehend any land barons who are conducting illegal businesses around the country. But the president has always stressed that the government is humanistic. This is the government of the people, and we respect people.
What will become of the demolitions? So they are going to stop or?
No, they've already been suspended way back. We are now looking at how best we can come up with a sustainable solution to provide a long-lasting solution in terms of housing, agricultural land, and infrastructure development. The president has already indicated clearly that he wants security of tenure. He wants to ensure that property rights are respected, and at the same time, he has indicated through the title deeds program, who has been in a position to provide some of the infrastructure in major cities and also in other rural areas, and also providing title deeds under the presidential title deeds program.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are talking about the current food situation in the country at a time when American economist Steve Hank says that Zimbabwe has the world's highest inflation rate at 1,367%, followed by Argentina with just 197%. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by Chief Kulumani Matema of Ngameni in Gwanda and Amatobo Mangwe, Ward 17, Councillor Mpendulo Ncube. Yes, siyalambulela kuhlelo. Hayi, siyabonga, siyaphila. Sizaqala ngani Nduna Matema. Sikhangela isimo sendlala. Kumi njani khona ngapho eGwanda?
Indlala inkulu kakhulu. kakhulu kuyadalisa ukukhona ukuthi ebantwini njalo abantu bavele bona bengapha ngokuthi igwanda ngapha zibamuke kakhulu enkomeni nxa iinkomo zizobe zinamba zikhangele ukuthi zizawusa izozizala ukuthi bakhiphe endlaleni kutho ukuthi bazabekele endlala imali ikhaya abantu bakithi imali ngoba bibe ngakhangela le-welfare for what they want nje lapho imbongweza khona nge-general survey ngithole ukuthi bathi kubuye 400 bags for amavillage that include isizi imayezane imafwanke igalaza intumumu imaphani 1 le-2 lemagumi so amavillage ona lana angaphansi kwe-reward 7 ngabuya 200 bags i-400 bags is not even enough for evillage. So indlala ukuthi inkulu ifuna okuningi okufanele kukhangelwe ingazi i-state of government to take this ngenini njani ngoba hayi kukhanya indlala inkulu kakhulu abantu abaningi bakufuna ukudla bayakuswela futhi njalo sokudura kakhulu akubambeki ngoba imali esetshenziswayo futhi i-forex yangkhona kayikho phakathi kwelizwe. Kusuka lapho lesimo senkomo kasisihle ngoba izulu kaninanga okuya ngaphi ukuthi kuyabe kulamba inkomo nabantu engikhangelele khona ukuthi i-government should provide ama-safe spaces or open spaces for those who want to assist ukuthi bangenele bancedise kungabi nama-conditionalities ukuthi kuthiwe hhayi abanye abanje asoze bancede kumbe kuzanceda laba kumbe ama-NGO nje asozavumela ukuthi a-operate kodwa ngikhangelela ukuthi ngabavule lezo spaces yozela ukuthi abantu besizakale ngoba indlela leyinkulu ayifuni into eyedwa ukuthi ancedise abantu.
Hayi siyabonga baba Mathema. Sibuye kuwe Councillor Ncube, kumi njani emangwe khona ngapho isimo sendlala?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngiyabonga ngicamba ngiyethula ukuthi njengoba ubaba ebethile lapho ukuthi isimo sendlala ukuthi singathi siyahlupha singakhangelelanga abantu kakhulu njalo sikhangelele izifuyo ngoba siyazi ukuthi endlini vele umuntu oyindoda ayebonakala ngokuthi nobuningi bezifuyo zakhe njalo makhangele ukuthi ilanga leli ngendlela elithisa ngakhona malingaqhubeka lithisa ngendlela elithisa ngakhona manje futhi nagcina silahlekela izifuyo eziningi ngoba makhangele abaningivele banansi ngezifuyo singabakhangelanga indaba zemayini ngokuningi lethu sibhalanse ngezifuyo. So indlala ivele ithi kuqala ezifuyweni singazele sizwele zona lizozifuyo esizoyehluleka ukuthi sikwanise ukuthi siziphilise ngezigaba ngezigaba ngoba ngokuningi vele yikho lapho esikhangelele khona ukuthi siyithole khona inzuzo ngoba makhangele ilangamanivele ngikhulumisele manje amaasisi abantu abaningi kakhisi awelile sekungamashaka yena ngoba ngamashaka umbunzi ungabandleli. So kutho ukuthi asazi ukuthi kuzoba njani lo nyaka into ekade sishisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sithole uncedo masinyane especially kuma-NGOs nakuma-contracti besayina ama-contracti besinesifiso sokuthi besincedise kakhulu bekwanise ukusayina ama-long term contracts bengasayini ama-short term contracts ngoba lo nyaka mbona ngazani kungaba nzima kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga Ncube. Baba Mathema, ngesikhathi lesikwejele ukuthi abantu babe sebeqalisa ke ukudla izinto ezithiyene ezabe ziphuma emasimini lonyaka emasimini kunjani, kule themba nalo ukuthi abantu bangazuza okuncane bengadobha lapha lalaphana na?
Akulalutho ngitsho ukuthi kumbe ukuthi kuthiwa bangadobha lokhu uludenge into abathiwa ngalo mdlalo luyababagamu ungani udla isihaqa
Owakati sisi wengine kama wakula ntoni ngataba nti bangapi tena juu wa nengo mwaya sabu kusema wakula mwigo akunga na zina ngale zisat ili chini zinazeri chora gale kamini o wakaba tuwa rizibo tibele lusi bumbu ya rizunga mwenye rizabu kuhunki kono Now, I'm not using Kananita's a short.
Yeah, Baba Matema, Nilibambe, and Bijana, Conapogulo Munio for Nileo, Manin Simus, a vessel Kuegela Pambili, a hello, Lingenilla Gushello, Salivana. Hello, Yevo Linjan. Yeah, I in Yagusa, Baba, Ungenilla Gushello, Ustinta Ungapi.
Nanzi South Africa baba.
Hayi siyabonga ukubona njani umumo lo ole oyendlala lapha eZimbabwe.
Emfethu lo mu lesimo leso sibi kakhulu. Sibi kakhulu ekuyikuthi eminyakeni edlule seke ngayibona ngibona ukuthi kuza kuba kubi kakhulu. Ngoba manje amabele akhona sese atha masinyane. And futhi namanzi mangithi ngibekile wezifuyo azoshese ashe okuyikuthi inkinga enkulu kakhulu okuyikuthi bongathwa bekunganxetseka angazi kanjani kodwa ke sengikhalela abantu ngoba abantu lapho abanakekelwanga lapho eZimbabwe afuna ucamba manganzi okukhuluma nje iqiniso ubhekwe laba abaphezulu abavele abadlayo kodwa ke laba abakuground lapho bazokufa angifuna ukutela amanga ngendlela isimo esingakhona kunzima.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ukusixhuma kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili lingaphenduka ndune yami Mathema liqhubekele phambili lichasise abele ukuchasisa njalo lisiphe nje imbono yenu ngosanda kokukhuluma lapha obesixhuma eSouth Africa.
Hayi bangakuzanga umithi wodaba naye nendlela abona ngayo kodwa mina lapho okunye elengithi ngidilelele kumbe ngitshaye kuzena ukuthi kufana ukuthi ngabe khathesi uhulumende kephumile sekufaka amadriviti because izigaba zonke uzange ukuthi zigede amanzi ngoba amanzi vele yiwo impilo yabantu yiwo inotho ngathi ngasikhanile kunyakeza wakho amanzi so abantu bazalamba amanzi bazaba impomo yalamba amanzi bengikhangelele ukuthi njengoba i-climate change ingasonto efike namuhla yinto ezivele esihlala sitshelwa ukuthi ikhona besiyibonele ngane sibukubhala okufanele ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi uhulumende nakule nto enje evele ekwazi ukuthi avele asaphangise athi attend to this ngoba njengaba asebhotswana ngo-December already they are pulling amanzi from a palape esiya kuthiwa imulu which is about 200 kilometers engikhangelela ukuthi nayo i-situation esilayo leyo kufanele ukuthi izambe ngokuthi aprocess ngabe sikhuluma ukuthi i-pipework yonke isiyenziwe ibone ukuthi izenzi isibulawayo ngamanzi ngoba hayi isimo ngathi ma ngakuhla.
Hayi siyabonga siphenduke kuwe Councillor Ncube udaba lwamanzi lapha kuminjani khona ngapho eMangwe sikhangela izifuyo konke labantu abadinga ukuthi babethola amanzi okunatha kuminjani ngalesi sikhathi.
Indaba yamanzi iyahlisa kakhulu ngoba amakulandelela izikotsho ezisebenza kakhulu izikotsho ezindala eza kovidala endinasikhangele kakhethi isikhotho lezi insimbi zakhona sezavusa one two ngoba kutshisa kanje i-water tap iyayisha mayeyihlile bese sithole ukuthi insimbi ezafakwa kathana zafakwa isikhathi busasenamanzi amanzi sasemaningi so ngobuningi bazo zona lezo zikhotho sezihotha umoya ngokuthi manje ukushisa khona lokhu sekuyehlise ama-water tap mina mangikhangeleke kwami iwadi kunezikotho eziningi kakhulu 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 ezifuna i-attention ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe zingagejwa futhi zitshoni ukuze kutholakale amanzi. Then mangikhangele namadamu, amadamu amaningi siyagcwala udaka, amanye siyadilika. Ngikhuluma nje manje ewadini kulamadamu ayi-2 kuphela engabona edine amanzi kwezinye indawo akula madamu. So ngikhuluma nje isifuyo ngobuningi izakhamizi bayakotshoza and ubuzima obukhona ezakhamizini eziningi abantwana sebahamba baya egoli basala ogogo nabokhulu. So umake sele ogogo nabokhulu zele izifuyo zonke lezingakhiphe zikhole. So kusuka kube nzima laphana kudinga kudala ukuthi khona izakhamizi zigcine sezilahlekelwa izifuyo or mhlawumbe zigcine sezihamba ngega. So indaba yamanzi vele is very critical. Mina ngokubona kwami i-prioritize indaba yamanzi kuqala ngoba amanzi evele eyimpilo wona ngokwawo singabasaba ukudla phezulu. Indawo ingaba namanzi mina ngibona i-survivor kakhulu kunokuthi kube nokunye okungasimanzi.
Hayi siyabonga ye baba Mathema, siyabona iindubo zonke lezi. Ithemba labantu lingavela ngapi lapha njengoba kukhanya sengathi kuwomile kangaka njalo le ntengo lazo sesiya zikhwela, libona sengathi kuyini okufanele kwenziwe ukuthi kuphathiswe abantu?
Ukudla okuthengiswayo lokudla okufonwayo ikakhulu nxa kulokulokhu okuthengiswayo kuyakufanele kusondele kakhulu kubuye ebantwini abantu bakuthenge kuseduze. Kube sekufika lokudla kwenkomo lakho kuyazokufisa ukuthi kusukuswe lapho emathawuni lapha kakhulu kuye kuhlalele emakhaya khona ngale lapho kuvele kube nkomo khona kube yikho ukudla okulanda inkomo abantu bekwenzela ukuthi bangabi le-cost yokuthwala. Ngoba into engiyibone ngani izalimazana laba ababefisa ukuthi bafide kodwa amabhoni fanele agejwe futhi indawo phose zonke ekwenzela ukuthi amanzi azuzakale. Nxa kudingakala ukuthi njalo amanye amadamu avulwe ngoba nanzelele kule damu lapho ekukhule njengomthabezi liyalithi kwesikhathi kungaba nzima njengoba kunje bangavula amanzi ehlekele umfula laphana abantu bangazuzela phezulu amanzi ethelethebeni ngenkomo zithi zizuze kunathi. Ngoba ukuphila kwenkomo yikho kwenzela ukuthi kuphile umuntu. Naye inkomo zifile abantu indlala izabo izabahlupha kakhulu okumangalisayo. Kodwa ama-prize lawo awokudla kufanele kwehliswe ngoba kungananzelele ama-prize nxa uqathanisa leholo kakuhambisani. Iholo zathola ukuthi kakula muntu okhola kodwa i-$500 eZimbabwe. Ungananzelela xa ukhangela bayabesithi ukuthi sonke abantu phose abaningi odwa i-majority of the people bangaphansi kwe-poverty data line okungangokuthi ukuthi abantu bathole ubuzima obukhulu ngoba ukwenza abantwana kuyinto evele izima kakhulu. Nxa kuvele ilizwe lingamanga kuthi njalo abantu bengaholi imali ezibasuthisayo kumbe endelela ithithi ngedwedwa lokhu kudla abaphisetikilekhona sengetafula abantwana bakhe.
Hayi siyabonga. Sekungene njalo kuhlelo ubaba uEfidlela Ncube oyingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho. Baba Ncube, sibona kule mipiko ekhutshiweyo eveza ukuthi iZimbabwe yilo ilizwe eliphezulu nxa kukhangelwa i-inflation. Linalokhu likubona njani?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ithuba lokuba ngabe ngihlanganyele engcosweni. Kuyinto enzima kakhulu ngoba kutsho ukuthi izinto ziyakhwela kakhulu, intengo yazo zijiyana kakhulu leholo labantu. Kanti kasingakhohlwa ukuthi abantu abaningi eZimbabwe kabasebenzi, kabaqhatshwanga, kakula industry, kakula economy yokuthi basebenze. Ngokunjalo-ke iningi labantu vele kabanayo leyo kuthiwa phecelezi i-income, indlela yenzuzo abangakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngayo. Bengabayanga benjalo behlupheka kanjalo besidla imbuya ngothi kanjalo bathola into zikhwela zisiya phezulu zingeneliseki. Kutho khona ukuthi kuza kwanda lokho esithi malnutrition, ukugula ngenxa yokuswela ukudla okwanelisekile emzimbeni. Kutho khona ukuthi abantwana besikolo abaningi babehamba bengadlanga okuzabalimaza kakhulu ezifundweni zabo. Kutho kakhulu khona lokho njalo ukuthi abaningi sebezabalala bengadlanga ngokuya kwesikhathi bagcine belimala njalo emzimbeni yabo. Kanti imali eningi okade abantu beyisebenzisa ukufundisa abantwana ukuthi abantu ezibhedlela ukubhadala irenti nokwenza zonke lezi zinto ezibathintayo isizathenga ukudla ngokuba kuyakhwela ukudla kuthiwa ngesikhiwa yi-food inflation. Iyakhwela kakhulu isho ukuthi abantu abasenelisi ukuthi bathenge ukudla ngokuba baningi bebengabayanga.
Ye, ungakayikhatshana laphana Ncube, sikhangela isimo lesi konke lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla kanye lokuswelakala kokudla. Umnyaka lo liwubona unjani? Njalo yikwini okungaphathisa?
Umnyaka lo mubi kakhulu ngawuqhathanisa leminyaka yendlala yokuswelakala kwezulu yesomiso. Lo nyaka yona le isilimo lesi sizini lesikhuluma ngento abanye abayisebeqambo 1947 khona le mbuba ngokuba asikhangelelanga ukuthi kube lezulu eliya ngaphi. Njengoba izulu lingananga kutsho khona ukuthi isivuno sizaba sincane, nxa isivuno sisincane kuyasilela ukudla, nxa kusilela ukudla kuyakhwela kudule njengoba sisisho. Kanti-ke abantu bazaswela amanzi. Amanzi-ke ukuswelakala kwawo kuthinta izinto eziningi kakhulu, kakuthinti kudla kuphela, kakuthinti isuwa reticulation ukuhamba kwezinto lezi esithi yisuwa, kakuthinti manzi okunatha kumba ukuthelezela kuphela. Kuyathinta njalo indlela yokutholakala kwe-electricity. Njengoba sise-Southern Africa kungananga izulu, asibali nje eZimbabwe kuphela, kuse-Southern Africa. Kutho khona ukuthi umfula lo kuthiwa nguZambezi kasoze abe namanzi emileyo ukuthi iKariba le-Kampala Basa zisithe amagetsi. Kutho khona ukuthi sizasilela amagetsi, nxa kusilela amagetsi kuzalimaza ezomnotho njalo. So ziningi izinto ezizaba yinkinga. Okudingakalayo ukuthi kwenziwe esimeni esinjengasona lesi ukuthi uhulumende adikele lokho esithi i-national disaster ngokukhangisa, ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into ekhona elizweni, ama-resources wonke asetshenziswe ukuthi aphe abantu ukudla, azikele izifuyo, ngokuba izifuyo ziyinotho, izifuyo ziyi-income, izifuyo kulapho kuphilwa khona ebantwini njengoba bengela industry. Kukhuliswe njalo indlela zokuthi kugejwe izibhorane zokubambisa edolobheni, ngokuba emadolobheni abantu vele bazaswela amanzi. Khona manje sikhuluma abantu bahlela 4 days bengelawo amanzi ngo-February lo. Kuyafika nini u-August, u-September, u-October, kusho ukuthi abantu baze bezeyovalela amanzi isikhathi eside. Kuyadingeka ukuthi kube nendlela zona lezo zokuthi bagejele amabhoholi. Kuyadingeka-ke futhi ukuthi uhulumende ngokuya phambili singasababi lo nyaka kuphela, kube nendlela ezilula lezo kuthiwa ngeze-water harvesting, ukugcina amanzi, kube namadamu amaningi, izifula lezifundana lemifula, kube namadamu amanzi alondolozwe. Kube nendlela njalo zokuthi kutholakale amanzi akagesi angaseli emanzini.
Yes, siyabonga
khona lokho. Kodwa ke sesingagijimisa kwakhathesi ngoba sile emergency. Kudingakala izinto ezizakwenza ukuthi abantu babe lokudla bangafi, izifuyo zingafi.
Yes, siyabonga baba Ncube. Isikhathi sesigijimile. Esintwini sethu sizatshela unduna uMathema ukuthi asigqibele ngamafitshane laphana. Ngenani baba lisigqibele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Ncube. Hayi, ngibone ngani singabambabamba khonokho esikuthintayo okwakhathesi yikho okuyabe kumdoka. Bengikhalele ukuthi uhulumende okwakhathesi inhlelo zokwakha lokho imigwaqo nangani okunye kungalelo tshelini yokuyikhangele indaba yokudla ngoba izivete kwenza abantu baphile. Okunye lokhu kuza sokubonakala ngoba abantu basesimeni esiyimpilili esibuhlungu ngoba njengoba ngiphilile nje futhi nxa kungele kuphila inkomo abantu labo bayasila kodwa ngase ngifisa inkomo zokuzipha abantu. And ungakhangela kakhulu emthulweni wangapha emandebeleni uthi ukuthi nxa kungakuphila inkomo uthi sokusisa izikolo ngoba abantu vele babhadala amafizi ngayo ukuthingisa inkomo lezo. So ukuthi sibe labantu abazafunda kuhle okwalesi sikhathi siphakathi kwe inkalakatha enkunzi yendlala le
Yeah, I see. Yes, siyabonga baba Mathema, ngithatha lesi sikhathi ukuthi ngibonge lonke elingenileyo kuhlelo. Unfortunately, we are out of town, we are out of time. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.